One side argument made by some of these people is that the Booth supposedly killed in the Virginia barn wasn't Booth at all, but a stand-in who looked like Booth, who'd been placed there in an attempt to shield Booth from justice. Booth himself escaped. Some say he went to Oklahoma. Some say he went to California. Some say he went to Europe. He went somewhere, but he was not killed in that barn. One of the worst movies, at least one of the least historically accurate movies ever made, dealt with the Lincoln murder conspiracies, came out in 1977, as did an equally bad television version of documentary of the events produced in the 1960s. A very careful analysis published in 1983 by a historian named William Hanchett, entitled The Lincoln Murder Conspiracies, proves what serious students of the assassination had known all along, namely that the conspiracy theories of Eisenschimmel and others were completely without foundation in terms of strong, compelling evidence. It was Booth's show all the way. As I said earlier, the Confederate government was thinking about some kind of action against Lincoln in the very late stages of the war, perhaps even trying to blow up the White House, but they were not involved in the events played out at Ford's Theater on April 14, 1865. Booth's assassination scheme was his, not part of some broader effort to get at Lincoln. All right, let's move on and talk a little bit about the cost of the war. It will never be possible to pin down with precision the entire human or material cost of the Civil War. The records simply aren't there for us to reconstruct the precise cost. But some figures will give you a sense of what was lost. Casualties in all the engagements, and if by engagement we mean clashes between a few dozen people on each side up to Gettysburg or Chickamauga or Mammoth battles, there were about 10,000 engagements if you include that entire range of military activity. Casualties in all those engagements amounted to an enormous number within the context of U.S. losses in other wars. And let me just run through these in a comparative sense very quickly. And we'll start with Northern losses during the war. The United States mustered between 2.1 and 2.2 million men during the war, as we've seen, 2.1 to 2.2 million. Of those, and they made up about half the military age population in 1860, of those, 360,000 died during the war. 110,000 from battle, from being killed in battle, the rest dying from disease or accidents. In other words, about two-thirds didn't die in battle, one-third died in battle. Another 275,000 Union soldiers were wounded in battle. So they had a death rate of about 1 in 6, and killed and wounded in battle about 17.5% when you put the death in battle compared to all of those who served, and the killed and wounded in battle compared to those who served. The Confederate figure's much higher. Confederacy paid, the Northern price was high, the Confederate price much higher. Confederacy mobilized between 750,000 and 850,000 men. The figures won't even allow us to pin that down with great accuracy, but that was probably 75 to 85% of the draft age white men in 1860. Again, only the presence of slave labor behind the lines allowed the Confederacy to put such a high percentage of its men into uniform. Of those 750 to 850,000 men, about 260,000 died during the war. 94,000 on the battlefield, 164,000 or so from disease. Wounded in combat totaled about 200,000 on the Confederate side. Deaths thus ran to about 1 in 3 of all men in uniform, and killed and wounded in battle to between 37 and 39% on the Confederate side. Total deaths, about 620,000 during the Civil War. Total killed and wounded, about 1.1 million. More men died during the Civil War than in all of our other wars combined, from the Colonial Wars down through about the midpoint of the war in Vietnam. Add all the deaths in all those other wars, and you come up with a total smaller than that for the Civil War. As a percentage of those who served, the Civil War totals are also strikingly higher than in our other wars. 37 to 39% for the Confederates, 17.5% for the Federals.